Friends, what an incredibly powerful story we just heard. And we recount it every Palm Sunday and Good Friday to remind us of what Christ has done. I will tell you, this probably is one of the most difficult homilies that I have written in recent times. And my focus has been on meaning. Finding meaning in this time of a global pandemic. I want to keep it brief and yet not fail to enter the depths of today's celebration and particularly today's scripture readings. And I'm hoping that in finding meaning, that we find comfort. I believe that meaning comes, and truly, meaning to our human existence comes from uniting ourselves to Christ. The Christ described in these words, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I want to focus on three things. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. First, he emptied himself. Now, Jesus' self-emptying refers to a change of nature. In the person of Jesus, divine nature incarnates into the world as human flesh. Now, Jesus did not merely look like a human being. He became human. In doing this, Jesus became who he was not. And that's the self-emptying. He became who he was not. His self-emptying means that though God, Jesus entered human history as a human person. And it was a supreme act of love par excellence. Today, as we celebrate Palm Sunday under the shadow of this pandemic, I invite us to unite ourselves with the self-emptying of Christ. Many of us are hurting today, isn't it? Because instead of holding palms in our hands, they are empty. But it's not just about palms, is it? We are compelled to empty ourselves of the possibility of coming together and gathering as a community, processing as God's people in the Palm Sunday procession, together welcoming Christ as our Messiah and as our King, bearing public witness, and more importantly, some of us, it has been even greater. We have lost a loved one to the virus. Others have lost employment and dignity. It hurts. It hurts in our soul. How can we find meaning? Perhaps uniting ourselves to the self-emptying of Christ, we can give our hurt, the hurt that we feel, a Christian context, a Christian meaning. For example, I think of the many who are self-emptying. Doctors, nurses, health workers, some of them working without the proper equipment, some of them risking their lives. I think of grocery shelf stalkers, of cleaners, of disinfectors. I know people who are self-emptying by helping others through grocery cards, donating to pay other people's salaries, buying groceries for the disabled, making masks for others, taking care of immigrants and homeless people. Perhaps we can make all these a form of self-emptying as an act of love for Christ, who emptied himself for our salvation. So today, let us find meaning in being there for others like Christ has been there for us, and in uniting us, our self-emptying, with the self-emptying of Christ. Secondly, Jesus took the form of a slave. Jesus did not just become a human person. He did not become an affluent human person. Jesus did not merely become a poor human person. He became the least of human beings. A slave. A slave. Here is the problem with slavery, that it denies human persons the very quality that defines our humanity. Freedom. God became a slave. The contrast is striking, isn't it? The one who is the highest became the lowest. Folks, these days, we feel deprived of our freedom, isn't it? We cannot shake hands with one another. We cannot embrace and hug one another. We cannot even be 6 feet off one another. We cannot go out to the places we love to go and when we want to go. Some of us cannot go to work, to school, to activities which added meaning to our lives. We're afraid, anxious, separated from one another, and even encounter the possibility of death. Our loss of freedom today is minuscule, compared to the experience of many slaves experienced in our own nation. Christ freely became a slave, gave up his freedom as a son of God to set us free. So as we experience limitations to our freedom, how can we find meaning? I believe in two ways. First, may our experience of the loss of our freedom unite ourselves to those our forefathers subjected to slavery. Secondly, let us unite our lack of freedom to him who became a slave to set us free, Jesus Christ. And thirdly, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Jesus humbled himself. In New Testament times, humility was a virtue of the slave. The paradox is clear, folks. The slave who is without freedom made a free choice to be without freedom. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. This means that Jesus' humility and obedience were not merely an afterthought. Jesus, who shared equality with God, freely and deliberately surrendered his own will to humble himself and be obedient to God and to human authority. Till his very last breath, his very last drop of blood, from the womb to the tomb, Jesus remained humble and obedient. Folks, I'm not sure about you, but for me, I've never felt so humbled before. An invisible to the eye virus has brought the church and world to their knees. I don't think humanity as a whole has felt so humbled before. But I feel there is grace in all of this. I feel that the church today is more like Christ on Palm Sunday. The church today is more like Christ on Palm Sunday. She's stripped of her triumphalism. She feels humbled. And I know that there are some Catholic bishops, priests, lay people who think that we must defy these limitations that have been placed before us. I, for one, think that there is value in humility. There is power in obedience. This is what Jesus teaches us. He humbled himself and became obedient. And I wish all of us together would do the same. The church and all of us must walk not in arrogance, in defiance, or triumphalism. This is the time to walk in humility and obedience with the rest of humanity, and this way unite ourselves to the humble and obedient Christ. Jesus emptied himself, became a slave. As a slave, became obedient and humbled himself unto death. And this is the Christ we worship in this Eucharist. As Scripture said, Scripture is fulfilled. To him every knee shall bow. Our knees we bow today to this Christ who emptied himself for our sake. Let us empty ourselves and unite ourselves to him. Today you will not receive communion. And in that sense of emptiness, please let's unite ourselves to Christ. Let us become obedient like a slave. Let us humble ourselves so that we may embrace the resurrection. People of God said, Amen.